Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Social media platforms, coverage of the Hogs in the Bahamas presented by Beth Saracen, UAMS Health, Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Welcome back into Morning Mayhem. It's Christian Weaver here. David and Roger are both in Florida enjoying the Keys, I guess. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but Trey Reed is here with me.
Is that a metaphor, Christian, and they're enjoying the Keys? Does that mean something?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just messing with them again. Enjoying the Keys.
I was looking at a map yesterday. I think they're in Marathon, and that is basically...
They went all the way to Greece? Baz loved the Odyssey
Hemingway
so much.
Used to fish?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's one end of the 7 Mile Bridge, which is iconic,
right, you know,
down there in the Keys. Yeah, Hemingway had the house on Whitehead Street in Key West.
I can't see Baz with all of his attention deficit issues. I can't see him just going out fishing for hours.
What
He would get bored.
Looks like I've got a little free time tomorrow and Saturday. And he knows that I've got some contacts down there. And
yeah.
Wanted to see, and I said, it's going to be pretty tough to find somebody on a day's notice or 2 days' notice, but we'll try. So yeah. I got some calls in.
So they want to go on some type of a fishing trip.
Yeah, Baz does.
Land a tarpon or something.
Yeah, tarpon. That's what he wants to go tarpon fishing.
That's good.
Trey, do you believe a bad day of fishing is better than a good day at work?
I think so. What if you
just don't catch anything, though?
It's okay. Yeah, there's a famous quote, and I don't know who wrote it or said it, but men go fishing all their lives without knowing it is not fish they are after.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really good. Yeah. That is good. I prefer fishing where you guys go out and catch all these fish, and then you cook them, and then I come and help you eat them.
And bring them over.
I don't want to clean them or catch them. I just want to eat them.
We've been talking about doing another. We did it probably 3 or 4 years ago. Did a fish fry for Morning Mayhem down in the parking lot. We had a bunch of, I think it was walleye we had that year.
Oh, that's maybe the best eating fish there is. It's unbelievable.
I've never had it.
Unbelievable.
Walleye, and everybody in Arkansas, crappie's the best, but
I do like crappie.
I think the secret's out on walleye now. Everybody knows that it's actually a little bit better.
So how do you eat a walleye? Do you fry it?
You can, yeah.
Fry them up into little, kind of like catfish.
Bits.
Yeah,
that's the same thing. Anything like that?
Next door, Brave New has walleye on their menu.
I never go to Brave New that I do not order fish. That's the best place for fish, I think, in town.
I think our former producer said he would never order seafood in a way.
I heard that, and he was wrong. Justin, that's when Justin got his ire up at that boy.
Smartass.
Yeah, exactly. Smartass. And if you don't think that the folks at Brave New Restaurant know about fish, you don't know anything about fish, because they do. And Arkansas is a good fishing place. I'm telling you this. That's your career. But
our
proximity
to the Gulf, I get it, inland, and you think fishing going to be.
But I don't want to eat oysters in Wyoming necessarily. I get that,
We do have these things called airplanes.
I heard
and
about that.
Fast trucks and things like that these days that can get.
Hey,
you know,
Sinatra is getting lobsters from Maine flown into Palm Springs. So if he can do it, if it's good enough for old Blue Eyes, it's good enough for us.
Several texters have said they've also never had walleye. Maybe we should get together and we'll just go eat walleye together.
Walleye's fantastic. And look, the crappie / bluegill, great eating.
I like
fish.
Crappie.
Oh,
I also like bass.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't met many fish that I don't like.
Same.
I could eat
fish every day. I hardly ever get sick.
Do you like freshwater fish or saltwater fish?
I prefer saltwater fish, but
really?
Yeah. I mean, they're just really good. I mean, just think about
tuna and stuff.
Tuna and mahi-mahi and, they're...
Flounder.
Halibut.
Cod.
Yeah, flounder.
Cod basically fed the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000, 2,000 years.
Yeah. Dry pack it in a bunch of salt, till they fished them all up.
Pretty much salt cod, bacala. That's right.
You ever had fermented shark?
I have not.
Mm. Yeah. I do that over in Iceland, I believe.
Yeah.
I hear it's really nasty.
It doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah.
I've had sharks
pretty good. I've never had shark. It is pretty good.
You don't eat the fin. That's what they put in the soup.
Shark fin soup.
Yeah. Should mention, we mentioned in the first hour, but Billy Ray Smith Jr., Arkansas legend, passed away at the age of 64-ish.
For those of you that are young, like
me,
Christian,
yeah.
That's right. This guy was a force on a football field. And he was the best defensive player in college football. And that was at a time when Hugh Green and some others, you know, Ricky Jackson were roaming the sidelines. Billy Ray Smith Jr. was a tremendous football player. He really was. I would love, I'm sure Baz will be on Monday talking about his old teammate and everything. But that guy was, he was a force. And when you hear CTE, you just wince. I mean, they pay such a high price to perform at that level. But he was tough, and his old man was tough. They were tough, tough Arkies.
Yeah, I mean, that was... You know, he played at a time, Basil did too, when, you know, I probably would have been fifth, sixth, seventh grade. I mean, huge Razorback fan. And I mean, Billy Ray Smith Jr. was, I mean, that was a time, to your point, Pigskin, defensive players didn't get the headlines. Their names weren't known like maybe as much as.
Not like today.
Not like today,
You go and look at the draft today and the top 10 picks, seven, eight defenders.
Yeah.
You didn't used to see that back then, but you do now. Because defense now is valued. Guess what? If you don't let the other guy score, you're probably going to win.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. Okay. You'll at least tie. That's right.
This texter says, can you ask Trey how we put a regulation on a three fish tournament when it gets hot?
I think what they're asking is that somebody that somebody sent me a Facebook message or something recently. When it gets super hot like this, obviously it's tough on fish, and there are those and a lot of tournament directors will not hold tournaments this time of year, but because of that, and obviously as a conservation agency, we would encourage tournament directors to lay off the tournaments. You know, when you put, you know, five fish in a live well, there's oxygen, there's water, but they're all crowded in there. It's hot.
Exactly.
You can add ice. You can add non-iodized salt. There's some other things you can do to, you know, help them out, but it's not good to have fishing tournaments this time of year. I think that's what listener is getting into. Could we make a rule where you couldn't keep as many fish to bring to a weigh-in or something like that?
Okay. This texter from the 870 said, in the words of Hank Hill from King of the Hill, one of the scholars of our time, we don't fish for the fish. 90% of what I like about this is sport, and it is a sport. It's sitting in the boat for 5 hours doing nothing, and the icing on the cake is when God smiles on you and you hook one.
Oh.
And when you're reeling it in, everything else fades away. You don't think about taxes or traffic or that pushy gal that's trying to get into the Citadel or who's going to take care of you when your mother and I are old and incapacitated. All there is a man, a rod, a lake, and a fish.
Oh, Hank Hill. Put him up there with the Stoics and others.
Listen, Mike Judge is one of the great minds of our time.
I won't argue that at all.
I'm a huge Mike Judge fan. The first time I saw Beavis and Butthead when MTV was actually a thing, I must have laughed for 20 minutes. I'm like, I've went to school with guys like this. I mean, this is really true to life. Judge was fantastic.
There's another great fishing quote, and I'm going to paraphrase because I'll get it wrong. I think this is the writer's name is Buchan, and John Buchan. And it's like, fishing is about the... pursuit of what is elusive but attainable, a perpetual series of occasions for hope.
Whoa! That's a metaphor for life, isn't it?
Right?
I've written a number of articles
using that to sort of draw that parallel.
I think you can make a lot of comparisons between life and fishing.
Yeah, most of life is just sitting around waiting on stuff.
Yes.
You think about that. I mean, how much of your life are you just in line or in traffic or in the queue, well, as they would say. I mean, you just sit around
and
wait.
Was it the actor? Was it Lee Marvin that said, they don't pay me to act, they pay me to wait?
That's it.
I don't remember if that was Lee Marvin or who it was.
That sounds like something like Lee Marvin would have said.
But text from the 501 says, if I shoot a deer with a bow and it wasn't lethal, then can I then basically kill the deer with a firearm?
No, not technically. If there's not a firearm season open, you cannot.
Does Trey think forward-facing sonar will lower the crappy limit in the future?
Yeah, it's a big topic of discussion, and the short answer is I don't know. Okay. But I do know that the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has already done some research surveying anglers. We're constantly out there multiple times a year. You know, we're not counting every fish, obviously. It's not a census, but we can track trends and you know, how many did we catch this year versus the next year versus the next, and can react to that and make regulations if necessary. And so the other thing you got to keep in mind, man, these are not like, you know, we have one or two babies as humans. They have tens of thousands. I mean, nobody wants to see a population crash, but even with the pressure that anglers might put on with forward-facing sonar, a lot of fish babies being born every year. A population can bounce back is what I'm saying. But, forward-facing sonar debate is a fun one that's not going to go away, and we could talk about it for hours. But maybe we better do that on an outdoor show rather than morning.
Do you still get turkey tags with your deer tags during the deer season?
Yes, and that was a change this year. Last year we went to a system trying to track how many people are actually turkey hunting, so you had to basically go in after you bought your license and have the turkey tag added to it. Not going to happen. Just when you buy your license, your deer tags and your turkey tags will be there.
So how does a wild turkey taste? I don't mean the booze. I mean,
fantastic.
Like,
fantastic.
Are they good?
Yeah,
turkey's
really good.
Yeah. Really?
Good.
I don't think I've ever eaten one.
Yeah, they're really good.
Turkey strips? Is that how you
eat? Yeah, that's a lot of people just, you know, cut it up into strips, batter it, and deep fry it.
That's my preferred way.
We've got I did a recipe for our now defunct television show where we took the thighs and legs, which a lot of people will
discard.
A lot tougher. Yeah, they'll just discard it. So we cooked it in a pressure cooker and then made it into a chili verde with cream. And
pretty good.
Make like tacos. Oh, it was fantastic. Much like chicken and other turkeys, that dark meat is
flavorful.
It's got a lot of flavor to it.
So chicken thighs, all the hipster doofuses like my son, that's what they traffic in. They don't want to have these ginormous steroid laden chicken breasts. They want the chicken thighs.
I love the chicken thigh. The meat processor started doing the boneless, skinless chicken thighs. I mean, a watershed moment in my life.
Bigly.
Yeah.
This person said, wild hog is better too, even though I've heard people saying its meat is useless. I've always heard that, like, wild hog was so tough.
Depends on what they eat.
I haven't found that to be true, but yeah, I mean, that's whatever.
Acorns or something, or
but I mean, you think about it. Like, acorns is a huge food source. There's a ham. I mean, in Spain, they feed the pigs acorns.
Yeah,
just to you know,
I forgot
get the
what it's called.
Is it Iberico?
Iberian. Something?
Yeah. So
Iberian. I think it's Iberian.
Iberian. Mm-hmm.
But
the Iberian Peninsula.
I think wild hog is pretty tasty myself. I will say that the boars can have a rank quality at times. I remember I went over to we were shooting a video of some duck hunting, and we go over to the folks' camp, and we walk in, and there's just this horrendous smell, and it turns out they're cooking wild boar sausage, and it just
I've heard it's very gamey. I've heard it's extremely gamey as well.
Yeah, the boars now, like a sow one, I mean they're
did you see at the zoo this week the peccary had some little pecklets.
Saw that.
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
little,
the
little tiny pigs that were walking around. They're cute.
I hadn't seen that. No.
Iberico.
Iberico, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. This person says, blah, blah, blah. Where was it? Oh, does Pigskin remember a song that was made about Billy Ray Smith? I can't find it online. What do you think?
There was a song about that? No, I do not remember that.
I guess it should be embarrassing for me because I am an Arkansas fan, but I'm not extremely caught up on the history of Arkansas athletics in terms of...
You're not Rick Schaefer, in other words.
I'm not, like, pre-my birth.
Yeah.
I don't know a ton about Arkansas. I can tell you, you know, 1969, the shootout and all that Orange Bowl, but...
I mean, that's fair. I don't know much about, like, what happened in the 50s and 60s. I mean, but some of the high... moments, yeah. Like,
25 Little Pigs.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, absolutely.
Great story. In other sports, I can. I can tell you everything you need to know about the NBA before my birth.
You're more interested in basketball than you are in other things.
And I can tell you a lot of stuff about soccer before my birth.
Mm.
I can tell you about the Hungarian national team in 1954.
Nice.
But
that's pretty good.
But
that's esoteric.
Don't get him on Emil Zatopek. He'll wear you out on that.
But I need to catch up on my Arkansas history, I guess. I'm going to be on the radio, which I have been for 7 years.
Those were some great moments when Billy Ray Smith Jr. played. The late 70s, early 80s were some fantastic teams. I think I alluded to it yesterday.
And for Hog fans, Trey, that are tired of having no defense, those boys back on those teams tackled.
Great defenses.
Great defenses.
Great defenses. That's how you get to the Orange Bowl in 78, the Sugar Bowl in 79, back-to-back years playing Oklahoma.
They shut that Oklahoma team, which was explosive, they shut them down.
Yeah.
Held them to 6 points.
31-6, wasn't
it? 31-6. Roland Sales running wild.
Yeah.
Dan Hampton, Jimmy Walker patrolling and clogging up the middle. Yeah, those. Listen, if I were picking out something today, I mean, everybody, we got to have a quarterback. I get that. I would almost take a dominating defensive line over any other position group because if you control the scrimmage and get after the quarterback and shut the run down, you're going to be in every game.
Pigskin, that's why we're seeing so many defensive linemen going at the top of the draft
these
days.
They know that. They say, you got a good defensive lineman, you're going to be a formidable team.
Yeah.
That's it.
Text from the 870. Trey, I know y'all have gotten a little backlash over the 1050 permit for any non-hunting and fishing activities on WMAs. What's WMA?
Wildlife Management Area.
Okay. Mm. I think it's a good thing to help fund management because hunters shouldn't be the only one paying for management when other people are enjoying it. My question is, does that just apply to the state-owned WMAs or all WMAs?
It applies only to Arkansas Game and Fish Commission-owned WMAs, which I believe is about 60% of them. I think there's 61 WMAs, which it applies to. And you can see that list at agfc.com. But it does not apply to, like, we have areas that are called WMAs that we don't own, like Sillamore WMA, which is the Sillamore District of the Ozark National Forest, or Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission owns a bunch of natural areas that are also managed as WMAs. So it doesn't apply to any of those. Only properties owned by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission or lakes owned by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
This text from the 870 said, how would tusk taste after eating all those grapes?
Oh, man.
Hey, that's sacrilege. You can't talk about eating tusk. Tusk is grandfathered in.
It's like Athena's statue being struck down in the Odyssey.
And you saw what happened. Yes. Okay.
Not a spoiler alert. It's a 3,000-year-old story. Let's see. Potential Morning Mayhem question of the day. I think this is too niche, but what is your favorite Hank Hill quote? I'll start. Butane is a bastard gas.
I got a good one. When his son Bobby decided to form a Christian rock band, he said, "Son, can't you understand? You're not making Christianity better. You're only making rock and roll worse."
So we had a person text yesterday talking about music because of my music choices and Pigskin elaborating on them. He said, Pigskin, you're a music lover. Do you love gospel music as much as I do?
Yes, with an asterisk. I generally like the old standards and a lot of the old hymns. And I like a lot of Thomas Dorsey stuff and things like that. I generally have a great disdain for modern contemporary Christian music.
It's so bad.
I think most of it stinks.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think I agree with Hank Hill about that. I'm like, this is third-rate tunes played by fourth-rate musician, played for non-judgmental types.
Speaking of gospel music, I've only been to Jazz Fest in New Orleans once, but the gospel tent, one of my favorite venues.
Well, that would kick, absolutely.
They have like a choir and everything?
They have everything, man.
Yeah, if I can hear the Preservation Hall Jazz Band playing, you know, when the Saints go marching
absolutely.
In, who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
But when I hear all this new stuff that they play at these, you know, McChurches, these giant denominational...
Righteous Gemstone stuff.
Here's why you love the old stuff, because it is the root of country music,
it is.
Of rock and roll music,
Carter
of soul
family.
Music.
That's it.
I mean, go tour Stats in Memphis and you'll learn that.
Dude, that's exactly right. And that one of the reasons that Muscle Shoals is such a towering presence in world music... You had blacks and whites and country and R&B and gospel, and all this is coming together, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that Stax is a similar story.
Same thing.
I mean, yeah.
It was. Al Bell, man.
Yeah.
One time, many years ago, when John Neighbors worked here, we were talking off the air about how bad or corny some modern Christian songs were, and he took the take on air and talked about how bad one of them were, and he got destroyed.
Oh, Christians are notoriously thin-skinned.
I'll talk about it off the air. I mean, it's like, do you not love God?
I didn't say anything about the Lord. I'm saying for the Lord, he's probably tired of this really lame music. There was an episode of South Park that Cartman went back and got a bunch of 70s love songs and crossed out the names and put Jesus in there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he had a platinum-selling album. Yeah. So
it was making fun of Creed, pretty much.
Making fun of Creed. That's right.
That was a great episode. Anybody that wants
to make fun of Creed, I'm here for you. I'm with you there.
That was a great episode.
It really was.
Texture from the 501 says, from the Arkansas 1982 preseason media guide, some great quotes from Billy Ray Smith, Lou Holtz, Keith Jackson, Fred Akers, among others. He's on the Mount Rushmore of Razorbacks.
I think that's right. I don't know how that – you can't figure out a handful of players that were greater at their position than Billy Ray Smith was. He was a tremendous player.
This person said, did I tune into the wrong show? What is happening? Well, you tuned into Morning Mayhem that didn't have Roger Scott and David Basil. So if that makes it the wrong show, then potentially. But it's still Morning Mayhem.
I can do a Roger impersonating Jack Nicholson. I don't care what you think you're entitled to.
I don't give a damn what you think. Whoa!
That was Roger.
Whoa! There's my David Basil.
This person, I'm not familiar with his work, but Rich Mullins was the last truly great Christian artist. I stand by that because he was genuine.
I think he died tragically too young. It was kind of a sad story there.
Truly Curious, texture from the 501. Pigskin seems anti-interdenominational church. Please ask him if he believes Jesus wanted us to separate his church into religions. Well, I don't think that.
No, that wasn't what I was saying. I was talking about these churches that generally have a worship service that's like up with people.
Right.
Which I detest.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, the Righteous Gemstones, okay? Yeah. Thank you. I don't want church to degenerate into a Righteous Gemstones thing.
Which,
more of a traditionalist.
As much as I think Danny McBride is basically hilarious.
It's great.
I wouldn't want him as my preacher.
So
okay?
We are going to do the Hawks Home movie review on the other side on Raising Arizona. Pigskin and I had debated doing it, mentioning Danny McBride, debated doing it on This Is the End, which is the Seth Rogen and James Franco and Jonah Hill. It's basically a time capsule of that era of comedy movies, pretty much. And it is the last truly good comedy movie, I think.
It's absolutely hysterical. I laugh myself.
I have not seen that one.
You should watch it.
Check that one out.
What did McBride say? Michael Cera's dead? Well, wasn't a total loss.
You should watch it. You'd love it.
It's so good.
But we'll come back and do the Hawks Home movie review on this one. So get to that.
Biz Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy day with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon. Still kind of hot, high of 94, maybe heat index values reaching 105, so there is a heat advisory for this afternoon. Tonight, everything's quiet, partly cloudy with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Hey, Roger Scott here. A while back, I took a road trip and somehow turned a one-hour drive into 3 hours. Apparently, recalculating was just a suggestion. The good news? Finding fun is a lot easier. Just head to Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Oaklawn is Arkansas's only racing casino resort with a 24/7 smoke-free casino featuring more than 1,500 slot machines and all your favorite table games. And here's a fun fact. While most places close at some point, Oaklawn's casino is open around the clock. So whether you're an early bird or a night owl, they're ready for you. Oaklawn was also voted best casino in the 2026 Arkansas Times Readers Poll. They've got great entertainment coming up, fantastic restaurants, a beautiful resort pool, an astral spa when you need a little relaxation. So don't gamble on boring weekend plans. Make it a sure bet. Make plans, grab some friends, and head to Oaklawn. Visit Oaklawn.com and book your getaway today.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at SandersGround.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it.
It's time for the Hawks Home Movie Review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
When there was no meat, we ate fowl. When there's no fowl, we ate crawdads. When there was no crawdad to be found, we ate sand.
You ate what?
We ate sand.
You ate sand.
You ate sand?
That's right.
There's so many great lines from Amazing Arizona.
Well, the second iteration of that scene in the prison cell when he talks about dropping the crawdad, but right. I didn't put any water in. Just like
yeah,
popcorn.
Yeah, he's like, you just tortured it. Yeah. So many great lines from Raising Arizona. I texted the guys yesterday, the guys being Pigskin Preacher and Trey Reed, and I said, that's very loud, by the way, Caleb. I can hear your lightsaber in here. Caleb, show your lightsaber to the audience on the camera. That is a lightsaber. I told Trey Reed that's an actual lightsaber.
Wow, look at it. Oh, hey.
It lights up.
Although, nice. It's not an actual lightsaber, of course, because, you know, those aren't possible.
That would be dangerous. I got to get some of those for my grandkids.
He can control it with his phone. Like, he changes the colors.
That's insane. Oh,
very nice. Cool.
Well, they don't have a phone, so that wouldn't work for them.
He also has a one of Darth Maul's, which is the double-sided lightsaber, of course.
Yeah.
That one's red.
Darth Maul was a good villain.
Darth Maul was a good villain in a
very intimidating,
pretty marginal movie.
Yeah, the movie stunk.
Yeah, that was not a good movie.
Oh, let's not review that one.
Yes, we're reviewing Raising Arizona. So anyway, I texted the guys before I got distracted by the lightsaber. Very easy to do. Bright lights, loud noises. that was a Morning Mayhem moment. I texted the guys and I said, not to spoil my review, but this is the best movie we have watched on Morning Mayhem, Hawks Home Movie Review so far, which, you know, many could say, at least I could say, the bar was not incredibly high. we have watched some movies. Is that a hawk, by the way?
Yes, it is, and he's huge.
I'm sorry, another Morning Mayhem moment. There is a hawk outside.
He's catching an animal. He's right out there.
Go walk
tree.
Up to the window.
This is great radio as we're watching a bird eating something.
Yeah,
over
there is a hawk that has caught prey outside of our window across.
Oh, yeah, it's bouncing around like a mouse.
Yeah.
You get a mouse?
Yeah.
That is a big bird.
He caught his prey outside our window across the.
He knew I was here today
thing.
And I wanted to put on a wildlife show.
That's a spirit animal right there.
So
that's
I'm not going to do animal. This, Trey, because I'm a live and let live guy. But let's say I went over there and just shot that bird. Because
big trouble for you, Pigskin.
That would be a problem.
That protected. Would be a yeah.
So what would happen to me if I went out there and shot that?
Well,
hawk?
You could face federal charges, not just state charges, because they are protected as migratory birds.
So I could
and raptors.
Go to the prison where they kept Martha Stewart in there.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
Would you go to like Florence, the Supermax prison that has like Timothy McVeigh and people? You think it's
yeah? I don't think that you would probably end up at a Supermax, but yeah.
But the government does not like you shooting.
No,
how long are hawks or any of that?
No raptors. Yeah, you
okay,
can't.
No
you,
raptors. Yeah. I like a raptor.
Birds of prey off the
yeah,
menu.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Raising Arizona, best movie we have reviewed thus far. We reviewed a few. I'm crapping on a bunch of movies, but we review a few movies I consider to be good. Smokey and the Bandit is one.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit is a great, great flick.
Another one is we did Rambo, which Rambo is a good movie, and I said
First Blood was a great movie.
First Blood is a good movie.
The sequels weren't
the sequels
quite
are
as
terrible.
Good.
Yeah, I said multiple times, there has never been a franchise that was more harmed by its sequels than First Blood, I think, because...
That's fair.
Pretty much everyone thinks those movies are trash because the rest of them are trash.
The first one was solid, man.
I guess that kind of falls in line with Stallone and other franchises because Rocky, the first one's the best, and then it kind of steadily goes downhill.
I did like Mr. T in Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Shut up, old man. You just shot Balboa and give me mine.
I think I watched him through 4 and then gave up.
Five is Drago. Terrible.
Yeah, then he's fighting his kid or his protege.
It's
and
Tommy
like,
Morrison,
I'm
right?
Yeah, Tommy Morrison.
That movie's
Gunn.
Terrible. And
the Russian one was pretty good.
Yeah, Drago.
It's extremely cheesy, but good.
Well, yeah, but it was the height of the Cold War. It was the height of the Cold War, Christian. Those commie punks.
We didn't know Glasnost and Perestroika were coming soon
Thank
after.
Thank you.
But.
Yeah, that I liked 4, and then Rocky Balboa is really bad, and Creed's good. Creed once
I didn't
comes
see
back
that.
To Michael B.
I didn't
Jordan.
See that one.
That one's good.
That.
You should watch it. Anyway, back to Raising Arizona. This movie, its budget was $5.5 million. Box office $29.5 million. So it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But lukewarm box office has since become a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
It was 52nd at the box office in 1987.
You got to be
behind movies such as Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh my God! Oh.
Police Academy 4,
Oish.
And Harry and the Hendersons. Barry Sonnenfeld did the cinematography for them. He went on to direct the Addams Family movies, Get Shorty, and Men in Black movies. I also wrote a movie review for this one. And I think many people would consider this to be... It is a comedy, but there's more to it than just the comedy, I would say. I have a pretty strict rating system when it comes to movies, and I almost feel like comedies are incapable of achieving a five-star status just because the movies narratively are usually not very strong.
Right.
They're just there for gags and comedy and giggles. But narratively, Raising Arizona is pretty strong. Like Step Brothers, not a five-star movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not without fault. It's a great comedy. It's hilarious. Yep. But it's probably like a 4 out of 5.
When you've got Cage going back and forth into the criminal justice system over and over and over, and he meets an officer that he falls in love with, and they see each other, so and then they get together, and they can't have kids. And I mean, it's a pretty funny premise.
It is.
Right off the bat, it is. Is he still?
And much of that happens
on that mouse
in the first 11 minutes of the film.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, the title drop is 11 minutes in the movie.
That is the longest intro I think I'd ever seen to that
point. And it's really cool because at that point you're like, okay, this is the movie. There's no title drop.
You remember the song? Like,
oh. I can't. It's been running through my head since I watched it Tuesday night or Monday night.
So my review was, no one has ever done cinematography like this in a comedy movie before or since. So many cool shots in this. The one that really stands out is when they're doing the tracking shot down the road, and then it goes over the car, and then up the ladder into the room.
Yes.
It's like, you don't see that in comedy movies. They don't shoot stuff like that.
I like the shot of the mobile home that they're living in with the backdrop of the Arizona desert and the mountains. I'm like, that's just gorgeous.
No, I think when you said cinematography, some of the shots, I had forgotten how amazing some of that stuff was until I rewatched it earlier this week.
It has a lot of what I would call cartoon energy. Where it's cartoonish, but it's
the
in
chase
real life.
When the dogs are chasing them. I mean, that's pretty cartoonish.
Amazing chase scene, by the way, too. And the cinematography in that is pretty remarkable.
He gets back in the car with the diapers, and she smacks him in the face.
I was just thinking over the weekend,
the mini mart.
Over the weekend, when Pigskin and I were debating which movie we were going to watch, he raised this one, Raising Arizona, and This Is the End, and. I mentioned to him, and I'd never thought about it until then. It'd been a while since I'd seen Raising Arizona, but Wes Anderson took this movie and made it his career.
Offbeat, quirky characters that see the world at a 45-degree angle differently from everyone else.
I like Wes Anderson a lot, but you can tell he watched this movie and was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to make this movie over and over again.
Has he ever spoken about like influence or anything like that?
I don't think so, but it's pretty hard to deny.
I can't argue that point, Christian.
Great comedy, ton of memorable quotes, while also being a pretty heartwarming story about longing, belonging, love, and family. You can enjoy it as just a comedy, but there's more there if you look a little deeper.
Absolutely.
And we mentioned yesterday in a teaser, Trey Wilson...
He's
being
fantastic.
Taken away from us at the age of 42 was a tragedy. He was so great. I mean, he was just, my name ain't Nathan Arizona.
I don't know. They had Yodas on them.
Yodas and stuff.
Sir, it's been rumored that your son was abducted by UFOs. Would you care to comment?
Don't print that, son. If his mama reads that, she's just going to lose all hope.
So, if you don't know the story of this, there's a quintuplets, and their last name's Arizona. He's Nathan Arizona. His last name's actually not Arizona.
Would you buy furniture from a place called Unpainted Huff Hines?
Unpainted Huff Hines. But he owns a big furniture store, and they're very rich. And the people come after their son, Nathan Jr., is abducted, and they are talking to him at his front door, and he's going through all this stuff, and at the end of it he says, the store's not closed. He's like, Unpainted Arizona still
selling the sizzle. That's right. And you remember the names of the kids? There's Nathan Jr., but then the other ones were,
I know there was a Larry,
Harry, Barry, Gary, and Larry.
And Nathan Jr.
And Nathan Jr.
So here's some fun facts. Frances McDormand, who's in this movie and is in many Coen movies, we'll go over the list of actors that have frequently collaborated with him.
Oh, yeah.
But Frances McDormand and Holly Hunter were roommates at Yale. Did not know that before.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mentioning the quintuplets, 15 babies were hired to play them. One was fired during the movie because they learned how to walk during it.
He aged out of the role.
Yeah. Yes. Throughout the movie, you'll see Nicolas Cage's hair get crazier the more trouble or distress he's in, if you pay attention. During moments of calm, his hair is more weighed down.
Nice.
When his boss, who is a pretty good character and is married to Frances McDormand's character, and they're swingers, but and they have like 5 or 6 kids of their own that don't know how to mind. But and he also tells racist jokes over and over again.
Mind you don't cut yourself there, Mordecai.
But when his boss throws the pistachios at kids, at the kids, it was improvised.
That was a great scene.
And Joel Cohen came over to tell him they're keeping it, but never improvise again. Apparently, the Coens are very adherent to their scripts, and Cage found it very difficult to work with them as they would often just dismiss his suggestions.
They're so like, they want it like they wrote the movie.
They want it as they wrote it.
I could see that about them, that and with control freaks.
Yeah, and throughout their career, you can see it's worked out for them.
Well, the throwing the pistachios and bouncing them off that paneling was one of my favorites.
Duck boy!
Duck boy! But
Buford's a sly one.
Another fun fact, in the movie, H.I.'s work uniform, Nicolas Cage's character, for those that are unaware, uniform says Hudsucker. That's the same company, of course, from their 1994 movie, The Hudsucker Proxy.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Nice.
Yeah, so there's a connection between the two movies.
Government sure does take a bite, don't she?
Yes. I got that one.
Government do take a bite, don't you?
I love him so much.
I know you do.
I know you do, honey.
I love him so much.
I know you do.
So that scene is directly after they abduct the child and she has fallen in love with the baby.
And what book, Christian, did he steal? So
it was Dr. Spock, wasn't it?
That was the owner's manual, the Dr. Spock book on raising kids.
And that's some of the shots as that book reappears throughout the movie, again, to the credit to the cinematographer, just amazing.
Yeah, John Goodman decided he needed it when they kidnapped
that's
the
right
boy.
So
that's right.
And then Holly Hunter grabbed it after they got the kid back.
Gotta keep the book. That's the only
they're watching the movie again. I've seen this movie 4 or 5 times, but it'd been 10 years probably since I watched it. Is there any way that Frank Darabont watched this movie and stole the prison breakout scene, or was influenced by the prison breakout scene?
That is, you know, the thought crossed my mind as I was watching
the prison breakout
scene.
I looked it up, but I couldn't find anything. But it's the same exact scene. John Goodman breaks out of the mud just like Andy Dufresne does in Shawshank Redemption.
100%. It tracks very closely. I really did. I'm not just blowing smoke. When I rewatched it, I was like, wow, that looks just like the Andy Dufresne breakout scene in Shawshank.
It kind of was. So,
it
kinda was. Yeah, this was 5 years before Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. Another fun fact. Tex Cobb, who played Winter Smalls, did not know how to ride a motorcycle and lied to the Coens, not informing them until day one of shooting. He had a crash during filming and gave him lifelong shoulder pain, apparently.
Nice.
One of the things I was going to mention is, I'm going real deep here. I'm sure there are a lot of people that just watch the movie and take everything on the surface, but that's not how I watch movies. I'm looking for themes and stuff like that. And they definitely want you to lead to believe that Leonard Smalls is basically
his long lost brother.
Well, he's either his long lost brother or he's like his metaphorical doppelganger. He is the bad side of
the
whatever
yin
H.I.
to the yang.
Yes, yes,
exactly.
100%.
Yes.
Because you see in the movie when H.I. pulls the baby out from under the crib. And then the bike rider, Leonard Smalls, pulls him out from under the truck. It is shot in the exact same way.
It was.
And then another connection is, of course, they have the same tattoo.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the overt presentation of it with the Woody Woodpecker tattoo.
So
yeah.
There is a connection between one of them. And once H.I. basically vanquishes Leonard Small, he kills the bad side of him, essentially.
And he apologized to him right before he blew him up,
yeah,
if you remember. That, one of my favorite scenes is when Cobb comes in and he's talking to Nathan Arizona. And, you know, mind you, there are people that will pay, and I know them. And he said, who are you? Said, well, my name's Leonard Smalls, but my friends call me Lenny.
I don't have any
but
friends.
But I got no friends. But I got
he
no
says,
friends.
Stop it, boy. You're going to make me bust out crying.
We'll do a little bit more on the other side, but I wanted to mention Frances McDormand, of course, is married to Joel Coen, mm-hmm, one of the Coen brothers, and she has been nominated for 3 Best Actress Academy Awards. The only other actress to do so is, or she has won 3 Best Actress Awards. The only other actress to do so is Katharine Hepburn, who has 4.
Nice.
So she is one of the most decorated actresses in the history of Hollywood.
She's
fantastic.
Amazing.
Mind is little Fontenelle. Got to get his dip tet.
Got his dip tet?
Dip tet.
Got to get that.
You can soak his thumb
in really
iodine. They'll
movie.
Save you on the orthodonture. Won't do anything about university. And she had all kinds of helpful advice.
She's really funny in this movie, and I usually think of her in more of like a serious role. She's kind of, yeah, she took a lot of roles in the 80s and 90s, but since then she's been pretty selective with her roles. She's kind of the female Daniel Day-Lewis.
When I read the book Nomadland
like
a few years ago, and then she's in the movie, you couldn't have got better casting.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
she won Best Actress for that.
Oh, she was so good.
We'll do a little bit more on Raising Arizona on the other side. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
This is Coach Roy Peter Ball, Rooster Food High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Most men your age, high, are getting married and raising up a family.
Well, factually,
they wouldn't accept prison as a substitute. Would any of you men care to comment?
Well, sometimes your career's got to come before family.
Work's what's kept us happy.
We got to give our grades on the movie. We hadn't done that yet, but I was going to refer to the list of actors and actresses that have worked with the Coens the most. Frances McDormand has the most with 8 films. John Goodman with 7, which, of course, he's in this movie as well.
Turturro.
Turturro has 4 times. Mm. Steve Buscemi and John Polito have 5 times. But those are the most. So George Clooney has 4 times as well. They obviously have actors that they like. And Trey brought up yesterday about auteurs. They're definitely auteurs because if you see a Coen film, you know it's a Coen film.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you mentioned Wes Anderson earlier.
Wes Anderson, obvious, definitely an auteur. You know? Scorsese, Kurosawa. You see all these, you know what you're watching. You know you're watching one of their films.
Mm-hmm.
Grades. I'm going to let you guys go first. 1 to 5 stars, what are you giving it?
5.
5 stars.
I'm a 5-star.
One of my favorite movies of all time. I absolutely love it.
I even told you guys, you know, I don't think a comedy can be 5 stars. But I think there's more to this movie than just being a comedy.
I'll tell you how important this movie is to me over the 40 years since it's been out. I use this as a shibboleth of sorts. If I get somebody, that movie's stupid, I'll still be nice to them. I'll still try to be a blessing to them. But I'm not going to take into my inner circle of people that I really admire and trust anybody that doesn't think that's a funny movie.
Yeah, this is going to be the clip I play for people that don't like movies that I like from now on.
I think I like the movie a lot more than you did. I would like to make it clear that most people are probably going to hate it, be repelled by it, or walk out of it just as they did at the Cannes Film Festival.
Why is that?
Because it's too tough for them to take.
Oh, you mean when I'm really Roger?
Is. Yes, it is. It is.
Nice. If you don't like it, it's just too tough for you. That's it.
Yeah, this movie is over your head.
Was that actually their review of
Raising
Arizona?
No,
that was something else.
Okay.
That would fit, though.
So why do you say you feel like you're trapped in a woman's body?
Yeah, great movie. 5 stars on it. I'll play some more clips throughout the show on it. But join us for the next hour. We'll actually get into some sports next hour. We'll talk about some sports. I don't think we've done it really
this
much.
Let's talk about the Detroit Tigers bullpen. Let's talk about that.
And Melinda Mayo will join us as well, thanks to Sanders Ground Essentials. She'll talk about the weather. Guess what? It's going to be hot.
We got
to
ask her some retirement questions, too, about getting up early and all that.
Good
I wonder what time she's getting up now.
What changes she's made, perhaps.
Yeah. Stay tuned, guys.
Days are getting long. Waited on.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more.